today, it's a real pleasure. You know, we have a newsletter called Brigadier Briefings, which you can subscribe to on our website. And when the newsletter went out Thursday to simply explain to people who our guests were, when we mentioned that Sally Spring was going to be here with her husband, Ted, we must have gotten within minutes about a dozen emails coming back saying, how do you get her? What's she doing around here? And it's just terrific. Sally is known in a lot of circles. I don't know. We'll ask her through, you know, maybe after this song, whether she's played much in Pittsburgh or not before, but it's just terrific to be able to have her here. We're going to talk about Cindy Stock 7, which is taking place today in the Sewickley area. And before I forget, I want to thank Brad Yoder for letting us know about the opportunity to have Sally and Ted join us today. But let's begin by just having you take a listen. Here's Sally Spring.
Here we are in our old Eldorado on a Friday night in the rain, parked in the driveway with rolled up. Oh, I love when you hold me this way. A million miles across the universe. Isn't it amazing how far we've come? A million miles from our first hello.
Sally Spring, along with Ted Lyons, and thank you for being here with us today. And now I started to ask the question whether you've been in Pittsburgh to play before or not.
This is my first time in Pittsburgh. I think, Ted, you've been here
before. I've played here a few times in the past in a rock incarnation. I think it was a place called Iron City Bar or something.
Hmm.
This was a number of years back.
Yeah, I'm glad my memory wasn't failing me because I couldn't remember you being here before. And What a treasure, just a beautiful voice. You both sound and play well together. Tell me a little bit about your coming up, I guess, for both of you. Did you grow up in North Carolina?
Yes. I was brought up in eastern North Carolina, a little place called Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Ted is from Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
the state capital.
And did you have a musical family?
My grandmother was musical, but I pretty much started singing really before I started talking, and I sang everywhere I went. So I think music chose me.
And what instruments did you play growing up?
I started playing guitar when I was about 11. I taught myself how to play guitar, and I played in open tunings.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Ted? Were you playing?
I started out
early?
As a drummer, actually.
Okay.
And picked the guitar up soon after, so I've been playing a long, long, long time, since I was about 12.
And Ted's got, National
Resophonic.
Yeah, I thought it was a National, so I won't use the D word.
No, don't.
We were talking earlier, we were teasing about things you could say on the radio. If were it a dobro, we'd call it a dobro,
yeah,
but
right.
it's a National Resophonic.
That's right.
It's planned. Sally and Ted are here for an event called Cindy Stock, and this is to raise money for a great fund it's the Yates Fund for Cancer Hope, and the event is from 3:30 until 10 o'clock today. And I've been looking for exact details about the venue on the website, and I don't have an exact address, and I'm trying to find that. I don't know if you...
The best thing you can do is have them go online and look at Cindy's webpage, and I think I gave that to you right
there.
Yeah,
I'll look through it to get an exact address to let you know. But it's in the Wexford area, and after the next song, we'll let you know more about it. But Brad Yoder is going to be there, David Glazer, Sally and Ted, also Dan Navarro and Sonia and Mara Elise. And there's a ticket price that includes the concert and food, and it all raises money. Last year, this concert raised about $10,000 for the Yates Fund for Cancer Hope. And how did you get involved in coming up?
We met Cindy a couple of years back in Memphis. There's a nice organization called the International Folk Alliance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's where people that have venues and also musicians meet.
And she, I'm glad she found Clear to get you to come up and be with us. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'll get you some more information on Cindy Stock 7 after the next song you're about to hear. What would you like to play next?
This is a song. The first one was one I wrote called Beautiful Ride, and this one's called Short Side of Nothing. It's by Los Lobos tune that we like. It's kind of rhythmic.
There I close my eyes.
come and the heat hangs low. No escape inside. Sirens scream and the love is warm. Just like any other night.
Sally Spring at the Saturday Light Brigade with Ted Lyons, and boy, you guys sing well together. It's really fun to listen to you. I went and found the address, the concert tonight, Cindy Stock, is at 2552 Wexford Bain Road, which is sort of nestled between Wexford and Sewickley. You'd want to MapQuest or Google map it. And you can get complete information at cindystock.org. This show starts at 3:30. It ends at 10 o'clock. I'm sure you'll have more than one set as you play today, I would imagine, Sally.
Well, there are four or five acts that are going to be there, so
yeah.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I think one young lady, she's a last name on the list there, she's 14 years old and supposed to be a really great singer.
Oh, that's is that Mara?
I think so.
Mara Elise, who's going to be doing guitar, and I actually haven't had a chance to hear her. Brad Yoder will be there, David Glazer, and Dan Navarro and Sonia. It looks like it's going to be a great event, and this is something done for the Yates Fund for Cancer Hope, which was established in 2005 to try to help fight cancer, and all told, this fund has raised about $30,000 through donations from holding these concerts. Let me give you an email address. I'm sure Cindy's monitoring email today and probably has a lot going on, but it's yatescancerfund@hotmail.com. Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, cancerfund@hotmail.com. Do you guys travel pretty much? What's your schedule like these days?
Yeah, we travel a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We really do. We enjoy the traveling. And our CD, our last CD that we recorded called Made of Stars, just charted number one in Europe and number two worldwide on Americana music charts. So we're real pleased about that. So we'll be doing some touring in Europe, too, here coming up shortly in the 2011.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
A couple of people asked me if I could ask you to talk a little bit about your involvement back, I guess, in the 70s and 80s in New York City and in L.A.
Oh,
and
those, yeah. I always traveled a lot, and I guess I took a lot of chances when I was really younger, and I would move different places with maybe $60 or $100 in my pocket. And I moved to L.A. the second time I went to visit really early on. And the second time I went out there, I had a Dodge Dart convertible. And I sold it in one day and took the money the very next. And bought an airplane ticket out there and took my dog and moved to L.A. And
about what year was this?
Well, you know, I try not to give
okay.
too much
the
away
Dodge
the
Dart
age,
helps.
You know.
Yeah, that's okay. The Dodge
it was brand
Dart.
New,
but it was,
too.
But it was really early 70s the second time I was out there.
Yeah. The Dodge Dart places it all.
Yeah, but, it does.
Yeah.
I wish I still had that. It was a convertible.
Yeah.
And so I flew out there, and I was, and this will also date me, but I was able to meet a lot of different and interesting people. It was just a lot easier, I think, back in those days in the early 70s. Mama Cass, I met her at a party, and Mickey Dolan and the Monkees and the Beach Boys. I mean, it was just pretty exciting. And another really great singer, I don't know if you remember Sweetwater. It was a music group, and her name is Nancy Nevins that used to be the lead singer.
Yeah.
She became a really, really close friend of mine, and I just heard from her maybe a few weeks. It had been since the 70s.
I forgot about that.
We lost touch.
About that group. My gosh, that goes back a ways.
Well, she had been in a really bad automobile wreck and actually damaged one of her vocal cords, and she had to train one to paralyzed it. Mm-hmm. She had to train one to come all the way over and touch the other one. So she lost that gorgeous voice that she had. It's more of a husky voice now. Still sounds great, but a lot different.
Yeah. And then were you in New York after that or before?
After that.
Yeah. And what was that?
That was great, too. I think I've lived in New York probably about three or four different times, and that was also in the early 70s. And met a lot of people there, too, and played at places like Folk City, some of the old folk clubs, and met people like Odetta and Dave Van Ronk, and had a great time.
In fact, we just played, 50th anniversary for the old Folk City.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Just a couple months ago.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Yeah, that was great. Great
about
event.
That show. And that had to be just terrific. And thanks for talking about those days. It's always fun to talk about current times, generally more than past times. But a few people had actually sent in emails asking get them to talk a little bit about the old days a bit. How long have you two been playing together now?
Oh, well, of course we're married.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Well, about 20 years, I guess.
Yeah, it's terrific to listen to you and enjoy your music. And so many folks, I hope, are thinking about supporting a good cause and coming out to see you later this afternoon. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song that I co-wrote with Peter Holzapfel. Called Lake Pontchartrain.
Mm. When we come back, we'll talk about some of your recordings and how folks can learn more about how to get more of your music.
We go round and round. go round and round again. We go round, we go round and round again.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Sally Spring, and that's from her latest CD called Made of Stars. And can folks pick that up today? Is that out pre-release?
It is. You can get it off online and Barnes & Noble. You can get it from Barnes & Noble. We sort of limited exactly where we were going to distribute it.
And buy them at shows.
And buy them at shows, yeah, live shows. So they'll be, we'll have them at Cindy's show, actually, today.
Yeah, and if you go to sallyspring.com, if you click on the link that's called Music, you'll get to see a couple CDs you can buy online, and then some of the back catalog that's there, too. It's been such a pleasure to have you here today. It's hard for me to... I don't get speechless or wordless very often, but listening to the two of you and just really focusing on just how tightly you play together... these songs that are really just straight from the heart and clearly full of the human condition. It's really, really terrific. I hope people will come out to Cindy Stock this afternoon at 3:30, the time, clear until 10 o'clock, 2552 Wexford Bain Road, 15143. It's a $35 per person donation, including a long, enjoyable concert, being with a lot of great people and lots of food and drink. And you can get more information at cindystock.org, or you can write Yates Cancer Fund at hotmail.com. Brad Yoder will be there too, Dan Navarro, Mara, Elise, and Sonia, along with Ted Lyons and Sally Spring. Sally, what would you like to close up with?
We're going to do a song called It Don't Make Sense If You Can't Make Peace. It's by, I just forgot his name, Willie Dixon. And it's been a pleasure being here. And I just want to remind people that that if even if they can't come, this is a really good fund that they have, and they can still donate money to help the fund. It helps people get tested, helps pay for people to get tested for cancer and help and support. Provide support for cancer, I guess, victims is what you'd say.
Patients. To do things locally in a community way is really important. Interesting, the song, one of our affiliates in Indiana, which breaks away at 9 o'clock, so they're not with us right now, but Jim sent me an email, and he said the fifth song on my playlist today was the song you're about to play.
Oh, really? That's really funny.
And he was teasing me, and I was saying, boy, I hope I'm going to get a chance to hear that song, because I haven't. And written by Willie Dixon, so the song goes back a ways.
Oh, yeah.
And, my goodness, the more things change, the more things stay the same.
They do, don't they? It's funny.
Given the theme of this. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to say one more thing, too, that Cindy made me promise I'd say.
Please.
If you decide to come at the last minute, that's really great, but just give her an email so she can make sure there's enough food for everybody.
Oh, good point. So it's Yates Cancer Fund at hotmail.com, and tell Cindy the Saturday Light Brigade sent you. Here again with our thanks, Sally Spring and Ted Lyons.
Thank you. Take one man's heart, make another.
country in a matter of weeks. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace. Make a blood transfusion that saves a life. Change the darkness into broad daylight. Make a deaf man hear, a mute man speak. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace. We have made great planes to span the sky. We gave sight to the blind with another man's eyes. Made submarine stays submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace.
Thanks again, Sally Spring and Ted Lyons. And look for them at Cindy Stock tonight for details on Sally's show there. It's simply cindystock.org, or email, send an email out to Cindy so she knows you're coming. The address is Yates Cancer Fund at hotmail.com.